Hey there! Do you like comic books? Do you like superhero TV and movies? Well, come on over and check out the Capes of Lunatics podcast. We have such shows as Capes of Lunatics and Super Connectivity, where we cover everything new and current and popular in the world of superheroes. And we also have episode-by-episode reviews of the Marvel Netflix shows and a monthly discussion of everything current on the DC Comics character Nightwing. And a few other surprises all the time. So come join us for the Capes and Lunatics podcast.
I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And you're listening to the DCAU podcast. And for some reason, we watched Batman Ninja.
Well, I did it because you told me to.
This is a completely voluntary podcast, I will remind you. You agreed to do this.
Yeah, I didn't know quite how big a task it was, and
yeah.
Didn't know it included some of these films.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
So, yeah, Batman Ninja, which I get the feeling two of us had very different experiences because I've seen this movie before and knew what I was watching.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. Yeah, but you'd also told me you hated it, so and then you enjoyed it. So, and I was like, I started off quite enjoying it and then just gave up on it at a certain point.
I think that's the difference, is because I knew how crazy it went, it went so far, because I was kind of going in knowing what to expect, it kind of crossed over into the same territory as The Room. I mean, if anything, it's
yeah, but
not...
I hate that as well. I'm trying to think of something equivalent that, and there are films I like that are so bad that I love them, but it's not The Room, and maybe this, if I watch it again in 10 years, I don't know.
Yeah.
In Japanese, because I didn't even know there was a Japanese cut, so.
Yeah, so this film was actually, produced in Japan. It's Warner Brothers Japan that produced it. It is originally a Japanese production that's then been reworked into English. One thing that has been made clear is apparently the Japanese film is quite different. In terms of
bumped me out, because I think I'd rather have watched that. It's just the one I got started up in English, and I just assumed that it had been designed, and you know, I knew it had a Japanese team behind it.
Yeah.
I just didn't realise that there'd been like tweaks for the English one. So I think if I watch it, because I like, there's a lot of things I did like about it going into it.
I think the main tweaks are dialogue. I think the actual animation's the same.
Well, obviously they're not going to change the animation.
Yeah.
But the dialogue in parts was pretty bad. So.
Yeah. So the opening of the film is in Arkham Asylum, and Batman is fighting Gorilla Grodd when Gorilla Grodd's machine goes off, and Batman suddenly finds himself in ancient Japan.
Yeah, that's all you need. I actually quite like, there isn't a huge build-up and techno-babble about it. You're just like, boom, you're in Japan.
Boom, you're in Japan. Don't think about it. And then you're not given time to think about it, because then Batman's attacked by Joker-faced samurai.
Yeah, anything with Joker just turns me off generally. So this film was always gonna, you know, be on a bit of a back foot. And it had all the trademark Joker stuff, the screeching laughs and the complete ridiculous Harley. And
I have heard bits of the Japanese performance of Joker. I think it's a little less screechy.
Yeah, I imagine so. That's some of the reason why. But I kind of like the character designs, most of them.
Oh, right.
So, you know, so I was kind of on board for that because it was kind of interest.
That's actually, so there are a couple of things I'll say just to kind of, first of all, I do think the animation styles, the variety of them as well, they're certainly more interesting than some of the stuff we watch.
Yeah.
I think that the music's pretty decent.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's about all I'll say is no, that was actually pretty good. So Batman does have a little bit of issues adapting because he's not got high-rise buildings to grapple off of.
Yeah.
He then finds out that in the time it's taken for him to teleport back, Joker is now an immensely powerful lord.
Of course.
And after quite a bit, after an early battle involving bladed fans and samurai, Batman's on the run. He's lost his grappling hook very early on. Because the first third of this movie is all of Batman's equipment breaking.
Yeah. It's to try to show you how much he relies on, like, tech.
Yes. I think the idea is, yes, this version of Batman is particularly reliant on his tech. I have to say, it's an awesome suit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's not very practical for hiding in the dark, considering it lights up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So, as Batman is on the run, he is found by Catwoman.
Yeah.
Because it turns out on the same night that all this happened, Penguin, Ivy, Deathstroke, Two-Face, Red Robin, Red Hood, Nightwing, and somehow Alfred.
I thought Red Hood wasn't there.
Red Hood is there, because that's how he ends up there.
Oh.
Everyone who was at the building is someone who was teleported to Japan. So, yeah, but all those people and Grodd are now moved to Japan. For some reason, Batman arrived 2 years later than everyone else.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Because... for plot reasons.
Yeah, there's only really plot reasons, yeah.
So, the particular era in question is in the middle of an actual era in Japan where there were several clans fighting to unify the nation. At the moment, basically, Penguin and Ivy are at war with each other, Deathstroke's doing his own thing, Two-Face is kind of working for Joker, and Joker and Harley are the strongest of the lords and are most likely to take over Japan and change history.
Which is obviously what we're going to fight against as the good guys.
Yep. I do love the fact that there is this sort of... the pace of this film is so relentless, it just goes, here's all the exposition, deal with it, anyway!
Yeah, I actually do like that, because sometimes they can get really lost in their exposition.
Yeah. So, also, it's just kind of, Catwoman knows who Batman is, it's a thing, it's fine, move on.
Yeah.
Because Bruce disguises himself as a missionary.
Which is ridiculous, a missionary with a bat symbol on his bald patch.
Yes. And... Bruce and Catwoman then meet up with Alfred, which takes Bruce a moment to realise.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that Batman has the Batmobile.
Of course he does. Like, it makes no sense.
Yes, the Batmobile was somehow teleported back, because in this version of time travel, you can take metallic objects. Also, in this version of Japan, Joker's samurai have guns.
Yeah.
In fact, virtually everyone has guns in this film.
Yeah, there's a lot of guns.
And the castles with robot hands.
Well, you know, why not?
So we get... Actually, I'll be honest, this is quite a fun scene of the Batman attacks with the Batmobile... And it slowly gets broken down from the Batmobile to the Batwing to the Batcycle, which are all apparently the same vehicle in various bits.
I mean, it's pretty cool little nod to things like Transformers and...
And then the ending being that he has to fight... So firstly, Joker tricks him into trying to save a civilian who's actually Harley in disguise.
Which is lame.
Which is lame. Whilst also fighting Bane, who's a sumo wrestler for reasons. also is the, I believe, the only... yeah, him and the two monkeys are the only two... crossovers from the Japanese voice acting as opposed to the English dub.
Well, I guess the two monkeys make sense.
Yeah, the two monkeys are the same actor and actress.
What a surprise.
And the person playing Bane, because he's talking in Japanese. So Batman wears a bat suit to fight Bane. And then gets crushed by Joker's animated castle, which does not howl. So I'm getting the three anime references I get.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, no, I did genuinely think, should I try and contact one of my friends who is an anime fan? I thought, no, I'm not.
I mean, I've watched a fair bit of anime, but I don't know. It just, I get some of the aesthetics, but yeah. There was a lot of, the problem is I kind of switched off every time the Joker was around because I just hate him so much.
Yeah. So actually in this version, I think it's Tony Hale playing him in the English dub, who is...
Did a good job.
Good job. Kind of unique voice for the Joker, but a little bit screechy. But I wondered, because I recognise the name. He's the guy that plays Forky.
Yeah.
In Toy Story. So he has experience playing trash.
And annoying voice, whiny people.
Yeah. So Batman is then left without any of his technology at this point. He is then saved by an army of ninja Batman and an army of bats.
The army of bats is ridiculous, but we will take it because it's very in keeping.
Yes, these are magic bats, as we'll find out later in the movie. So, Batman is then taken to a ninja clan led by Aeon, who have a prophecy about a bat warrior.
Which is, I mean, you know, I'm still with it story-wise right now. You know, there's some stupid bits, but the story works.
So, all of the Bat family apart from Red Hood are there. Batman starts... He basically does about three monologues where he goes, I'm dependent on technology and this is bad. Also... At some point, Damian Wayne shows up. For some reason, he is the most bizarrely happy version of Damian Wayne I've ever met.
He is. Maybe he just suits medieval Japan. Probably does, actually, to be
fair. Actually, to be fair, he does.
He does. That's probably why he's quite cheerful. And there's lots of animals around, and he can eat his vegan food very easily.
And he's got a pet monkey called Monkey.
Of course, he has a monkey.
Yes, he has a monkey.
That's why he's happy. That's all people need.
And Robin brings a letter to Batman from Grodd. So Batman meets with Grodd, who goes, my original plan was, I built this machine, I was going to send all the villains back, I don't know if it's back or forward in time.
I assumed forward, but you're right, I don't know how.
But his plan was he was going to get all of them together and then go, right, I'm going to send you so you can't interfere in my attempts to take over Gotham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I don't know, it's a little bit dumb, but I'm still with it so far.
I'd say Grodd is maybe the most intelligent character in this.
Until later, when he just got a bit annoying. But yeah. I liked him at this point. I'm still with him right now.
So, Grodd meets with Joker on a boat. And then Batman and the ninjas go to attack. But it turns out that Joker has invented Gatling guns.
Which are... I mean, look, I've watched plenty of anime with Gatling guns to the point where I laugh every time they say Gatling a gun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this... I mean, I just... I don't know. It seems to be this default in Batman sometimes that I'm just not that into.
And it turns out... No. Not only did Joker think he'd outsmarted Batman, Batman has actually outsmarted Joker because the surprise ninjas weren't the actual ninjas. It was a trap and a trick. So we then get a fight on the boat, including we get an extended fight between Harley and Catwoman.
Yeah.
And I have forgotten over here. Well, at least Damien is fighting like Damien, even though he's not acting like him.
Yeah, and, you know, he's happy because he's got a monkey. That works for me.
And Grodd and Batman team up to knock out Joker, and then we get Gorilla Grodd's sudden and inevitable betrayal.
Yeah, I like that less. But see, I liked it more when he was on side.
But it turns out that he can't possess the Bat Clan.
Again, it makes no sense, but we'll take it.
I think it's more to go, see, he can't just take over the Bat Clan.
Yeah, but it still makes no sense.
So, then Two-Face attacks.
He looks cool. His design is super cool.
Yep. And... so Catwoman defects over to Gorilla Grodd's side with part of the Quake Machine. On the condition that Grodd sends her back to her time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Joker and Harley Quinn try to get away and then decide that instead they're just going to blow the ship up.
Which, yes, you do.
Which destroys the bat suit.
Yeah.
And... it later turns out that the Quake Machine is divided between all the various Gotham villain lords.
Well, that's one way of stopping anyone recreating it.
And so what Grodd is doing whilst eating a banana...
Of course, so you know he's a monkey.
I mean, they're even having a light shade, a lampshade on it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So the plan is... that there's going to be a giant battle to unify Japan and get the parts of the Quake engine, because this Quake engine is incredibly powerful and allows them to make giant robot kaiju.
Yes, because that's just what this film needs.
Yes, is giant robot kaiju.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a kaiju robot film. We watched it already. I thought it was quite fun.
It was quite fun. This wasn't. Once they got into the kaiju.
So, Batman then wakes up, puts on his old bat suit, has a monologue, and then puts on a new mask.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
So, we enter this new animation style as... the Ninja Clan rebuilds and Batman trains and prepares.
It's nice to see Batman train for a change.
Yes. So, meanwhile, Red Hood has found Joker and Harley.
Good for him.
Who are now pretend... well, it turns out later, no. They actually have turned into decent people. And they're farming. And whilst that's happening,
yeah,
Red Hood's about to kill them, and Batman stops and goes...
because once again, Red Hood is right in this.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
So, they finally get something to sprout, and as Batman walks away... It turns out that whatever it is that has sprouted has caused Joker to come back.
Yes.
Because it turns out, later on, that was the plan. Look, Joker basically...
Jason was right. You should always listen to Jason.
Joker basically says, oh no, I hypnotized myself to forget about all of this so I could hide from you. So it's the... Was that not a plot in Doctor Who once?
It's a plot in just too many things because it's ridiculous.
So, and then the trigger that was going to turn me back was one of my plants growing. Because these plants are useful for something.
Yes.
So, a month later, all the castles get up and prepare for the final battle.
Yeah, I mean, this is where it kind of lost me. And it's not that I don't like dumb stuff like this happening. I just, like, it's where I stopped being as interested in the character design and what was going on and was just like, oh, it's just going to be a fight now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like not as interesting to me.
So Batman also has new armor that's much more samurai influenced.
Yeah.
Which makes sense since he was training with ninjas. So there is a battle that goes on in the background between the Bat Ninja Clan and a bunch of soldiers working for Grodd.
Mm-hmm.
As we get a 5-way robot fight.
Yes.
Two-Face turns on Grodd at one point.
Yeah, that's cool. Like I said, I really quite like Two-Face in this. Just, I mean, not as a person.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. He actually seems to be true to the actual character, whereas Poison Ivy and Deathstroke and Penguin are just kind of... We need 3 known villains.
Mm-hmm.
Grodd is able to defeat the other robots, and then possesses the mind of the 4 of them, and it turns out his plan all along was to influence the other guys to make giant robots so that they could integrate into his giant robot to make a larger giant robot.
So is everyone getting why I dropped out of this?
Yes!
It wasn't the giant robots, it was all of this techno-babble and rubbish about the giant robots.
They go full Power Rangers with it.
It's just bad.
And then it turns out Joker's plan all along was to paralyze Grodd at this moment, also paralyzing Catwoman, and then they take over the giant kaiju.
It's too much. So they've got the giant kaiju now. That's
and then Grodd dies saving Damien, who was saving Monkichi.
Monkichi is such a bad name as well, but you know, whatever.
And Grodd goes, here is my flute to control my monkey army.
Oh god, I'd forgotten about the flute. Yeah. So now they can control the monkey army, which is get to where Rebecca dropped out for real.
So Robin and Monkichi team up on the flute to summon an army of monkeys.
Yeah, and then, because they can't play enough notes, or something.
A lady monkey turns up.
A lady monkey turns up to help again,
also,
randomly.
Character is not established. It's just like, yeah, there's a non-established
yes, that can be the love interest of Monkichi. I hope you're all, you know, following along here.
And then after they tried to swarm the robot and it didn't work, the monkeys instead form
a giant monkey kaiju by all going together, and they have this bamboo armor on their backs.
Yeah.
It's like bamboo. And they get into formation and they create a giant monkey for Batman.
Yep.
Quite something.
Which is not fireproof because the robot has a flamethrower.
I mean, it's not fireproof because they're monkeys. Shut up, like, to point out. I mean, like, apart from anything else, but, like, I just want to think about what you're saying here. It's not fireproof because it's a monkey.
And this film, yeah, so in this film, at least 400 or 500 monkeys die.
Yes.
And it's just treated as nothing.
And Damien doesn't seem to get too frazzled by
that. Yeah. Well, as long as Monkichi and his girlfriend...
No, I understand. I understand. They're the ones he has a...
attachment to.
An attachment to.
So, then, the ninja clan and bats turn up, and the bats form armor around the giant monkey to make a giant kaiju Batman.
It's quite something.
And the best part is, because actually, I end up talking to my sister about this, and just going, oh yeah, I'm watching Batman Ninja. Bats and monkeys have combined to form a giant Batman kaiju.
And like, it sounds alright. Oh, it sounds like it could
that
be
That sounds
all right,
fun!
But then it's just, for brilliant. Some reason, I couldn't deal with it.
I have to say, so at the time, when I first watched it, which was a couple of years ago, I lost my voice because I started laughing hysterically at this scene.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And that's... same thing happened on... it was Friday, I actually watched this. Yeah. And yeah, I just sat there. I had to pause it because I was hooting with laughter.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, Kaiju Batman beats the Joker robot. And we then get a 30-second scene where Nightwing defeats Penguin, Red Hood defeats Deathstroke, Red Robin defeats Two-Face, and Robin defeats Ivy as Joker and Batman start fighting, and we get a long fight of Catwoman versus Harley.
Because, yeah, and this is awful, and their boobs are terrible, and whatever, that's all I have to say about it.
And, yes, we even get that, and the second that they set up, like, don't say it. Don't say it. And then Catwoman's the one, let's have some girl-on-girl action.
I almost turned it off at that. Alan only knows this because I was messaging him as I was watching it going,
yeah.
I just cannot believe I even heard that.
Yeah. So we get to the final showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because it turns out that in 2 years, the Joker has trained himself how to fight like a samurai.
I mean, he's in medieval Japan.
Yeah.
And he has people who can train him, so I'm not against that. It's just a little bit crazy.
Because what this film needs...
It's
a rooftop samurai sword fight.
I mean, clearly it does, so...
That said, I think this is the best fight in the film.
I agree, but I just... By then, I'd kind of, like, lost it, so...
Because Joker is actually able to hold his own against Batman in a fight.
Yeah.
And it looks like Batman has the fight won when Joker impales Batman with part of his sword.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman, he's defeated and he falls back into the flames and turns into bats.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just remembered how crazy it is.
Because for some reason, all the bats have started forming mini Batman.
I mean, of course.
That fight Joker and then break up into bats. And then,
it's amazing when you think about it.
In midair, for no reason other than somehow he now has flying powers.
Because of course.
We have Ninja Batman.
Finally.
Who gets his own card.
God bless.
Who easily defeats Joker, doesn't kill him, Because throughout this whole film, Joker's been taunting, oh, it must be really hard being a hero. You can't kill me. Because they've never done that plot beat before.
Ever. Yeah.
Ever. We end the film. The Bat Ninjas are dismissed to do whatever they're going to do. Mankichi is left behind, but hey, he's got a girlfriend. He got
exactly.
the girl.
He got what he got a girl. He got what he needed. And really, what would he do in modern day Gotham?
I mean, he's a young orphan recruited by Batman. So Batman and the villains and the heroes are all rounded up and taken back to the future. And the main film ends with the bats forming a giant bat symbol.
I mean, that's fine. That's, yeah, you're kind of done at that point. So it's like, yeah, whatever. yeah, it's crazy.
And during the end credits, we see the villains being rounded up and handed over to Gordon. Mm-hmm. And then we get a post-credit scene where Bruce is going out to a party in a horse-drawn carriage covered in bat symbols. Meanwhile, Catwoman has stolen an ancient Japanese vase and is able to sell it.
It's fine. It's done. We're saved. We have something different next week.
Yep. So that was Batman Ninja, which, I mean, it wasn't boring.
No, and like I said, there were things I did like the character design and the scale and the ambition of it, but it just lost me.
I get the impression this would be a film, it's probably the first of these films I actually said would go, I actually think this would be really fun if a bunch of people had, like, you had a bunch of guys over, you all had a few drinks beforehand, and then just sat and hooted and hollered at it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to, and I'd also like to see it in Japanese.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's Batman Ninja. Next time out, we've got Lego DC Superhero Girls Super Villain High.
So that's likely to be good.
Teen Titans Go to the Movies, which I've not seen. The Death of Superman. Which we should have a guest for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should.
Constantine City of Demons. Which apparently I was reading somewhere, I don't know if this is just random rumours, they're making another Keanu Reeves one?
Apparently. But I mean, like, look, they've
like
been
17 years later, really?
Look, they've been planning things and cancelling them left, right and centre, so until it's actually in the cinema.
Yeah.
I mean
heck,
they can make it, but they can even film it,
and it might not get released.
Yeah, exactly, you know, we might not see it.
I wonder if, like, seeing, like, 10 years time, a bit like what happened with, oh, what was that film? Gen 13. Like, it'll get screened once in, like, Kazakhstan, and someone will get a hold of a copy of it. The last one that we have in kind of the next five is Lego DC Comics Superhero Aquaman Rage of Atlantis, which I believe is our first properly Aquaman-led film.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I like it.
So that's the next five films we've got coming up. So,
up, yeah.
A good variety.
Should be fair.
So, yeah, that's what's coming up in the next few weeks. Have you appeared in any other podcasts recently?
A Moon Knight one, Into the Night Moon Knight podcast, and we're about to do another one. So.
Fantastic. And, so we're obviously I'm still doing Rise of the Robots. By the time that you are listening to this episode, we'll have started coverage of BattleBots Season 4.
Nice.
Which has the added bonus of Carmen Electra's doing the interviews. And wow, she is so stoked to be there.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, wouldn't you? Oh, you probably would be.
I would be. Like, come on.
I mean, to be fair, even I would probably be fairly stoked to be there. So.
Yeah. Oh, no, I still can't wait. It's first Robot Combat event I've been to live in 2 years will be in November. I was actually hoping to go to one a couple of weeks ago, but it just didn't work out. But yeah, that's everything that's coming up. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time with LEGO DC Girls.
Yeah. Yay, LEGO.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We're at DCAU podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 international license. Thank you for listening.